Well, praise God. Barb, you have some more you want to talk about affliction. Let's go for it.
Yes. We were talking in 1 Thessalonians 2:14 about their own countrymen coming against them and being the ones that persecuted. There is a precious, precious verse here in 1 Thessalonians 3, Darren. It's Paul's heart yearning for the people. And it's in 1 Thessalonians 3:4. Paul is saying, "For indeed, when we were with you, we kept telling you in advance that we were going to suffer affliction. And so it came to pass, as you know. For this reason, when I could endure it no longer, I also sent to find out about your faith." I believe some part of Paul's persecution, Darren, was his constant burden for the people, that they wouldn't fall away, that somebody wouldn't come and proselyte, that somebody wouldn't come and distort the word of God, as he spoke in Galatians, "Who has bewitched you?" This was a burden on his heart continually. And he says, "Oh, I could endure it no longer to find out if you're still in the faith, for fear that the tempter might have tempted you and our labor should be in vain."
Well, Barbara, to some degree, not certainly to what Paul suffered, but to some degree, we know how that feels. When you've worked with someone for a long time and all of a sudden they're tired of the persecutions coming against them. And they're basically saying, "Well, you didn't tell me it's going to be hard. You told me it's all going to be wonderful." Well, we didn't tell you that. You might have thought we told you that. But then when we have somebody sit down and say, "You know, I think you guys are a cult. You are a cult, not a cult, mm-hmm. but you're off the track. Mm-hmm. What you believe about tithing, what you believe about healing, what you just believe about the word, you guys are crazy."
Yes.
"And we can no longer be a part of your ministry because of that." I think that happens today to ministers of the gospel, yes, and teachers of the word. It happened to Paul, and you have to go back to the bedrock Jesus. That's what
right.
we're telling you. Don't go to the phone. Go to the throne. Mm-hmm. I mean, get down with Jesus and hear the voice of God. You know, when I get clobbered, and frequently big stuff comes against us because the devil wants to get us off the air and make us stop teaching and discourage us and all that kind of stuff through persecutions and through afflictions, I go back to the bedrock and I say, "God, I just want to hear your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Did you call me to do this?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he reassures me, then everything's cool.
That's right.
When I've heard the voice of God and I've seen the face of Jesus, I'm all right. Then I can go on.
I agree with you. And it's so easy for discouragement to come upon us when these things happen. But it's like you said, Darren, you go back to the simple basics. Are you Lord? Jesus, did you come?
Amen.
Did you die on the cross for me? Did you so love me that, you know, you died on the cross to give me eternal life? Lord, do I have eternal? I mean, we can go back to the basics and say yes, 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 yes on every count, and we can edify ourselves that way.
You know,
praise
I believe every minister of the gospel goes through this.
Oh,
every Christian that's sincere goes
yes,
through this. Whether you're called, ordained, full-time, part-time, you know, and actually we're all full-time Christians, but some of you are preaching that are listening to this tape. And the devil comes against you. I know. I was raised in the pastor's home. Every Monday, most pastors want to resign and go do something else because they got clobbered Sunday. They put out so much. Some of you put out so much to other people. Let me tell you, some of you need to stop it and go back and get your battery charged up.
Yes. Well, now we're going to get into the word suffer. And as I told you before, affliction and suffer are closely related. The word suffer is mainly in the New Testament. It has 22 meanings. And we're going to go through just a few of these meanings. 39:58, we discussed that with affliction. It's pathos. It's to experience pain. Number 430 is anakomeia, to put up with or to endure, to hold oneself up against. That means that you feel like you're the only one and everybody else is against you. That's what this word means. It's when everybody is against you, to put up with or endure. And that's a great word for suffer. 430. Number 1377 is diako, to pursue or to persecute. Someone is pursuing you. Someone is relentlessly attacking you all the time. You can't even breathe. They're at you all the time. And this could be in a relationship, a terrible relationship, where somebody is nagging and harassing you all the time. That's number 1377.
And a lot of times this comes, and what they're attacking is your walk with the Lord.
That's right.
They may be saying, "Well, you're a phony and you know it." Or, "I remember when you used to be a sinner." Well, I used to be, but I'm not now.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that saying that we picked up with Pastor Joseph Church when we went over there. It says, "Don't judge my future by my past."
That's so good.
Need to remember that. Let me say it again. Don't judge my future by my past.
Mm-hmm.
God's forgiven you. You get up and go with that forgiveness. And live that. Because we were all born in sin. We all sinned.
That's right.
But God has forgiven us. We need to get up and go for it.
All right. Another meaning for the word suffer is number 2210. It's the idea of violence with damage or loss. Wow, this has nothing to do with sickness, people. It's coming from the outside. It's haranguing you, harassing you. It's even damaging you, damaging your property, damaging your children, a little kid at school, hitting on your child every day. This is the connotation.
Or maybe it's a teacher.
Of number 2210. Yeah. And praise God for people like Jay Sekulow that come in and when teachers say you can't talk about Jesus in the classroom and you can't do this in the classroom, you can't even bring a little pencil with Jesus loves me on to the classroom. Well, yes, we can. But this is the persecution we get nowadays.
Well, I think then what we have is we suffer a detriment. And we've been worn down by the injury, by the loss, by all of these things. It is real suffering in that area.
Yes.
And you know, and I'll talk, let's talk about grandparents. I know their grandchildren are exposed, maybe in getting to school or after school, maybe they're the latchkey kids, mom, dad don't get home for 2 or 3 hours, and they worry about those kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they're being worn down.
Yes.
By their worry, by their concern. Folks, you need to know how to send those angels out there.
That's right.
Have those angels covering your children, your grandchildren, and yourself.
Yes.
And if you don't, the devil will get you. Use those angels. Hebrews 1:14. Send them out there.
And the last one that we're going to use for suffer here is number 2553. It's to undergo hardship or suffer affliction by the hands of depraved or wicked people. And that's basically what it is. And it's getting right down there to the true meaning. None of these meanings of suffering, Darren, and there are 22 meanings here, none of the meanings of suffering has any connotation of sickness or illness. In fact, most of the meanings of both affliction and suffering is that persecution is coming from the outside, not the inside.
Now here we're talking about affliction by some that are depraved, some that are immoral, some that they can't have any conversation without there being something filthy sown in there.
Yes.
Now, what you need to do, folks, and I'm just going to depart a little bit from the teaching here, but some of you need to know how to cleanse yourself with the blood of Jesus. You need to come out of that workplace, put your hand on top of your head and say, Father God, I just cleanse my body, my mind, my spirit with the blood of Jesus, and I push all this defilement away from me. And then I would pray for deliverance. I'd say, God, get me out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And he can do that, but you got to trust him. But you need to live clean in a dirty world, and you do that by cleansing yourself with the blood of Jesus and with the washing of the word.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Now, while Jesus traveled with the disciples those 3 years before he was crucified, he taught them that the Son of Man must suffer many things. Now, this word suffer is not an illness or disease. It's persecution and finally death by crucifixion. In Romans 8, 16 and 17, Darren, it says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer. This word here, suffer, is 48:41. It's to experience pain jointly and to sympathize in our persecution. And I was thinking, as we were researching this paper, that in Galatians 2:20 it says, I am crucified with Christ. We have a joint experience in this crucifixion as Christians. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet I don't live, but Christ lives in me. And I believe that sometimes we experience joint persecution with fellow brothers and sisters. If our brothers and sisters suffer, we also suffer. That is an experience here.
But you know, the whole game plan is to silence the voice of God within your heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's the enemy, the devil. Call him by name. The devil is coming against you to silence your testimony.
Yes.
He's coming against you to give you so much discouragement that finally you say, you know, this Christian walk's just too hard. I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have this kind of affliction and torment and suffering when I was a sinner.
That's right.
Well, you're being persecuted because of the one you now belong to. You changed kingdoms when you confessed Jesus as Lord. You came out of darkness into light. But I got to tell you something. You're going to live eternally with Jesus. He is right now building a mansion for you, so don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
And he will help you.
Paul is even inviting you to suffering. And it appears, and you're saying, you're crazy. And it appears in 2 Timothy 1:8. It says, therefore, and it's right after he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. You go on to the next verse. It says, therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Look what Paul thought of himself, a prisoner, a